big Ramadan at the moment. This recitation might go down very well. It was sung very famously by a fella called Egan from the south of Ireland, upon which occasions lines referring to the suicidal proceeding of hard drinking were always received with marked approbation. So basically it's the teetotalers and the boys who wouldn't touch a drop, a fair juice to them. And there's a lot of people who are giving up the alcohol for this, the 40 days and the 40 nights. So this will go down well. One night when I got frisky over some poutine whiskey, like the waves on the Bay of Biscay, I began to tumble and roar. My face was red as a lobster, and I fell and I broke my knob, sir. My watch was picked from my fob, sir. Oh, I'll never get drunk anymore. The landlady is unwilling to shed you a shilling, and straightaway sends her bill in, and asks you to pay your score, and if it's money you're stocked, she'll not stop till she's emptied your pocket. Then the cellar door is locked, and you cannot get drunk anymore. Now I am resolved to try it, and I live on a moderate diet. I not drink, but I will deny it, and shun each alehouse door. For that's the place they tell us, we meet with all good jovial fellows. But I swear by the poker and bellows, I'll never get drunk anymore. So by me now take caution, put drinking out of fashion. For your own brains you're out dashing, don't you feel your head quite sore? For when all night you've tarried, drinking punch and of claret, in the morning home you're carried, singing, I'll never get drunk anymore. A man that's fond of boozing, his cash goes daily oozing. His character he's losing, and its loss he will deplore. His wife is unprotected, his business is neglected, himself is disrespected, so do not get drunk anymore.
Yeah.